Look who stepped into the studio. The cat has dragged in Pat Brady, not Tom Brady, much to Anna's chagrin on
I
the
really
Rogan
did,
show
was
with Anna.
Very excited. Not that we're not excited to see you, Tom. I mean, Tom, Pat. Always
wow.
excited to
Man,
see
you.
Man, you
got to get over this. This is.
I just feel you so wronged. I can't get over that part of it.
Yeah, we all agree with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
we're all jealous.
Right. Now, Pat Brady is a long-suffering head of the Republican Party here in the state of Illinois. Now, and he is a political analyst for we here at WGN, and a man that has seen some poop in his life. Now, I got to ask you about this, because this is the big story coming out of the weekend that Kasich and Cruz are getting together to try to beat Trump in Indiana and also in Oregon and New Mexico. Is this too little too late?
Probably. They should have done it 7 or 8 months ago. Remember when Scott Walker dropped out, he said everybody needs to drop out or Trump's going to end up doing what he's done so far. And I think Trump, as much as I dislike him, played it well, said it's an act of desperation. You guys look terrible. And then Kasich actually fought back with him a little bit today. So I don't think it's worked like they thought, but I think it is a smart play. I do think Cruz will win Indiana, which means it's an open convention, which I think it's going to be anyway.
And now hold on a second, because Indiana's winner take all, right? It's 54.
No, it's not. It's kind of like Illinois, and that's the problem here. All these rules these states have are so unique and arcane. But in Indiana, they've already picked a lot of the delegates, and they're not Trump delegates. So these people are locked in first vote, but not second. So there's so much going on. Trump says it's rigged. These are just the rules that we've always used.
Right. Which were designed to rig against some thing like what's happening here. Let's be honest.
But you got to give him points for his messaging. I mean, immediately after this news came out that Kasich and Cruz were teaming up and this might happen, he's like, well, this is collusion in business and it's wrong. And of course, in the
pathetic
rigged world of the GOP politics, it's fair game. It's good messaging.
It's great messaging and it's working. And the whole rig thing, a couple good articles today about how well that message is working for him. It's all nonsense.
People hate the Republican Party more than they hate him, it turns out. Republicans hate their own party more than they hate him.
Oh, I hate it right now, but the numbers have gone so far. I'm like, millennials
hate him. They
hate
don't
him.
Like him.
And the country right now, 62% want a Democrat to be president, only 30% want a Republican. That's usually pretty close.
You have a Koch brother. A Koch brother. You know the Koch brothers? Ever heard of the Koch brothers? Ever read the Drudge Report? Ever see the Koch brothers? Who are like they are considered by the left and by Democrats to be the essence of evil in American politics, because there are a couple of guys, Koch Industries, Energy, and a bunch of other aligned businesses. They've always been super conservative. They're libertarian in their bent.
They're billionaires.
And they spend all kinds of money. They're basically after the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court, and so super PACs were created. They became the power brokers in conservative politics in America. And one of the Koch brothers entertained the idea over the weekend of voting for Hillary Clinton if it's against Donald Trump.
He told ABC News it's possible Hillary would be a better president than the GOP pick.
I agree. I'm obviously no fan of Hillary Clinton, but this guy is a disaster, and he's so unpopular. I've said it before. Hillary Clinton could probably beat him from a prison cell, but
I don't know that's true.
Well,
I'm going to tell you something. I love you, Pat. We've known each other forever and ever and ever and ever, and I've always loved you and respected you and your brain for this, but I swear I will never forgive you for, like, in July, you go, don't worry about this. Trump will be out by August. And then it was August. By October, don't worry about it. He'll be out by, and here we are, Pat.
He's going to be out.
April.
He's going to be out in July.
Okay.
He will be out. Hey, but I do agree that.
You think, let's go back to Indiana here, which is next Tuesday. Because he's going to roll. He's going to roll tomorrow in what they're calling the Acela Corridor.
Okay, Pennsylvania, for example, those are 54, 56 uncommitted delegates. So if he doesn't get a ground game to go try to get those people to come with him, they're not committed. So these victories at the top line aren't as significant as Trump wants everybody to believe they are, because he's not doing the ground game.
So explain why Indiana. I read this today, but I think you're going to be much better explaining than I. Why is Indiana the circuit breaker right now?
Well, we've had 4 or 5 circuit breakers, and they say that if he doesn't win here or win a certain number, that he mathematically can't get there, which I'm not sure if that's right. Point is, nobody really knows because there's so many uncommitted delegates. Wisconsin was supposed to be a circuit breaker, too. But if he does lose Indiana, it's a brokered convention. But I still think it's already a brokered convention just because.
You do.
I do. I thought that since Wisconsin. He had a big night in New York. which is the only state that he's gotten over 50% of the vote. He's only gotten 38% of the Republican primary voters. And people forget, and this was editorialized in the Wall Street Journal last week, Ronald Reagan got a million more votes in the primary than Gerald Ford in 1976, and Gerald Ford was our nominee.
Tom Hanks said over the weekend, did you see, I think that man will be president right about the time when spaceships come down filled with dinosaurs and red capes. I think a lot of people are starting to think that this is not going to happen for him, but doesn't that mean he goes and runs independent? Because there are also those polls out there that say a lot of his voters follow him and mess things up.
He guarantees Hillary Clinton.
He guarantees he can't do it anyway. You have to get on, there's ballot access rules. Illinois has got a sore loser law, too, I think. You can't get back on the ballot if you've already run and lost. But I can see, as much as I can't stand the guy, there's a path to him winning on this trade issue. NAFTA, TPP, he can grab Bernie's people with that.
In the general. Well, that's what I'm telling you. The thing is that, I think he's going to get to the 1237. Anna, would you write this down?
Yeah, I'll put this down in the calendar so we can say that you're right one day.
This thing won't be over till California in June. That we are going to be going, you're going to be sitting here on the Monday before California, which is, I think, the 6th or something,
7th,
right?
I think, yeah.
So the 7th, so Monday the 6th. I just know that because it's my birthday. You can bring me something. You will be sitting here and we'll be talking about we'll be dividing up the numbers, trying to figure out what he can get to and what he can't get to in California for the 1237 number that will put him over the top at the convention in Cleveland.
But we don't know until all these county conventions are held and all the state conventions are held.
You know what? Why don't we stop right here? There's more slapping around of you, Pat. Can you hold on for just a minute?
Sure.
Yeah, because I don't know why I'm taking it out on him, but I'm so upset about this.
Someone.
So I want to ask you about this, but there's some other stuff happening too that I think is very interesting, because Hillary Clinton is pretty much it's all over there.
Yeah, it's done.
On the Democratic side. And Bernie is trying to find a nice way out. Listen, I might not be able to win the whole thing, but I would like to have a nice dinner at the convention and maybe a speech, and then I will go to sleep.
And influence the platform of the party. That's what he wants.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's very fascinating about that guy, though, and I'll tell you about it coming up.
Donald Trump, black version. Maybe that's what you need.
Singing that all weekend. I could not get out of my head after we introduced it on this show Friday.
Yeah, we found this song that Prince wrote in 1990 called Donald Trump Black Version, and that's sung by Morris Day of the time. And it is, it basically explains everything that we need to know about, even back in 1990, people knew that he was just one of the great jags in human history. So I don't know. All right, okay.
But back to the white version.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Donald Trump white version.
Hey, all right. So Pat Brady is with us, long-suffering head of the Republican Party in the state of Illinois, and now you contend that you think that this is going to be a brokered convention and that Trump is going to lose and that all this orchestration is going to work out. Okay, I always go from the scarcity model and believe that that is not going to occur, and that he's and then I think he could beat Hillary Clinton. I mean it's just crazy.
You do?
Yeah, because he's got, there's just weird things that go on. He gets good easy breaks, and if he goes after her personally, she's, you know, and then you know, Bill's out there. Now wait a second, you cannot call her that. And then people will be reminded about all of that. And then they're, I don't know. And you know what? I'll tell you what really scares me. I have a lot of friends who are, you know, regular Republicans who are watching this and thinking to themselves, "Oh my God, I cannot believe what I'm saying. I'm staying home." That scares me, because if they stay home and they don't vote, and then the people who think that Trump is a good idea, for whatever reason they think, and there's people of goodwill who think that, but they have not thought this. My argument is, you're not thinking this out. You're not thinking about the then what with him.
Well, my view with him is, it's kind of what I tell my kids. If he's a nominee, if you're going to wreck the car, please wreck it all the way so we get a new one. I mean, if he's a nominee, I want the party to really come out of this chaos and get back to what it used to be, not a loudmouth party led by Donald Trump, but a party of ideas. And that's what we used to be successful.
Insults, not insults. Because even Kasich today, he's going after Kasich for how he eats.
He was calling him a disgusting eater, and you watch him. Look what he does. He shouldn't be eating publicly like
that. Do you have this? Do you have that, Brian? Do you have that Kasich piece, the Trump Kasich eating? Could you grab that for me? I can't believe it. And you're right. It does have to become a party of ideas, not a party of anger and hate. And then, listen, that's always been there. That's, you know, envy, anger, hate. There's always been instincts in politics. Republicans have run into it.
92, that's what Ross Perot did, and it was all in the trade argument. It's a good, solid argument that might get him somewhere, but at the end of the day, he would be a disaster as a president, and he's bad for the country. That's why people, even like me, I'm like, is it Hillary or him? I can't stand Hillary Clinton, but compared to him, I don't know. She's pliable.
I know. It's, I mean, every Republican won't say they will actually vote for it. It's like they get stuck on the but we know what they're really going to do.
Now you look at Kasich. I don't think he knows what, you know, did you see him? He has a news conference all the time when he's eating. I have never seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion. I'm always telling my young son, Barron, I'm saying, and I always with my kids, all of them, I'd say, children, small little bites, small. This guy takes a pancake and he's shoving it in his mouth. It's disgusting. Do you want that for your president? I don't think so.
How do you go after him for that?
Well, but he's like an insult comic. I mean, that's the damnedest thing about it. He's an insult comic that's got this, he's like a couple months away and a couple easy breaks away from becoming president of the United States. All right, I want to ask you very quickly here, Pat, before I let you go. I want to make this one point about Bernie Sanders. It's very interesting to me that Bernie Sanders got out of this without ever releasing his taxes. There was something there. And he was always doing that whole deal with, my wife, she does the taxes and she's very busy. She can't get to it. If it's that simple, it's like they fly home, pull it out, Xerox it, hand it over.
Well, Trump hasn't either.
Well, you know why he's not.
Right.
I mean,
he's being audited, he said.
Bernie Sanders is a guy who...
It's a 1040 easy,
right, the 1040. It's a 1040 easy. Yeah. All right, we can see it. One page. We can see it. It's easy to do. But Trump won't because wait till you see what Trump's business interests actually are. They don't play to his whole trade argument.
No, and I think he overstates what he's worth and what money he has, and he lies about everything.
Well, yeah, exactly. All right, Dennis Hastert, very quickly. You knew him and pretty well, right? And obviously, I think everybody who knew him well is surprised by everything that's happening here. What do you think happens tomorrow and Wednesday at sentencing?
I think he'll probably get two or three, and I think that Judge Durkin, who's probably one of the best judges over there, when he made the connection between the lies and the kids that were molested, I think he's going to consider that. It's all relevant conduct, as Mike Monaco explained. That's all you need at a sentencing hearing, just relevant conduct, 50+1 proof on it, and
spoken like a former federal prosecutor, as Pat Brady is. That is exactly judge. I just saw you standing in front of the judge going, "Listen, judge, that's simple."
But how sad? I mean, really?
Oh, it's terrible. You know what? I went from sadness for him to sadness for kids that got molested in high school.
Yeah,
this is disgusting behavior. And massage. I read the sentence.
Boy staring at them while they're showering.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you get pervert cowbells or something, but I mean, you can't. You don't know who these guys are.
I don't even know what that means.
No, but you don't know who they are, and then you go 40 years later.
Herbert Cowbell said they're always on. Ding, ding, ding.
Here he comes.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he's Speaker of the House. Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody run.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Pat.